close the door, lock it. I couldn't face the mirror. Feeling inferior, trapped in dark interior. Clothes folded neat, but complete was not the person. So he grows in the dark, cause his real life's the worst one. Born on the 3rd of July, when the stars in his eyes twinkle dim, when his plot's fate is grim. Raised with the brother, sister, mama found the answer. God grabbed my pops by the arm, a leg of cancer. Now these events took the boy back by leaps and bounds. Now this one sound, 10-year-old boy's life is shifted. When the drifter just on plywood, tried to take his father's place in fatherhood. Put his foot on pop's throne, his mommy wants to bone. Her daughter may be next if he can get past her brother. Now shit is getting tense without sign of potential, cause decisions have been made to know but mommy's influential. That lazy nigga ride the smoke, rising to the end of fable. So enjoys a pots and pans with scraps on kitchen tables. Saying to herself, stop the fighting fellas please. For her own security, mommy's dissing me for B-E-A-C-E. With words that cut the eldest son deep down inside, to make him realize relatives is relative if they ain't got their own. His presence takes up space, I wanna bash him in his face. You know who you are. You never cared about my mother, put my pride into your car. Telling me I'll never make it, but I didn't throw a fit. I just told you to your face that I think you full of shit. Now I walk with heavy loads and bothered up, I hide inside it. Emotions, losing motion, started screaming from the closet. Now I remember Pops was 5'4". He used to chain smoke, read a book at night, and tore this out inside the drawer. He delivered sis right in the living room, in the boogie down Bronson Love Gladys Knight's tunes. But a snot-nosed kid and report card grids don't mix, especially when you're a bully bashing heads with stones and sticks. So when he got mad, my black turned white from the fright of the fear of the belt on his waist. Hit the rump of my rear, and the rear of his leg was the stain of Agent Orange over years. Results of a pimp limp dependent on a crutch, leaving legs sedated that eventually was amputated. Diagnosed as cancer, leading to therapy. My life story's purgatory, a sickness had a sit. Just this, my family, a unit, dead of bad health, no wealth or a clue. So all you do is watch him decay before your eyes and hope the big guy in the skies hears you please. But he's too busy with the world to care, a desperate son on his knees, especially that Sunday when his eyes open wide. When he turned to his maker, kissed his family goodbye. But the next day was school, thinking Pops was getting better. As my nurse in my room with the news of no surprise, as she held me in her arms and told me that your father died. And he knew it all along and bothered up, he hid inside it. Emotions, with emotions, started screaming from the closet. Whether it's right or wrong, now daddy's gone, that's on the real. Mommy's in man's place, got 3 kids and paying bills. Without support, perished the thought, the fort was stable. Tip-top chick was home sweet home, worked the fingers to the bone by her lonesome. She was able to dish the cards of life for Del, who mostly felt the burden of her stomach's yearning in the early morning, yawning. But the new day was dawning, cause every dog got the day, so she held the head up high. So her children had no limits but the sky. Boy, speak when you spoke, she was strict like no joke, swinging on my upbringing, cause she pushed a kick in the tush daily. That's what most of us need, and it worked like a charm, giving props to my moms. But I got no more tears with these feelings bottled up for years, and now I fold my cards on the table and light up the land, and place my hand on the knob to turn but not to look back inside it. Emotions lose their motion as I step out of the closet.